some running room for Murray as he bounces to the outside. And a first down, 17 yards, going up against one of the top defensive fronts in the NFL.
Slot right, Butler inside of Roberts, looking right, throwing for Roberts. Wide open! Did he get both feet in bounds? They're looking. Yes! Touchdown, Raiders! Carr, throw a long one down the right side for Amari Cooper. He's got it! Over the shoulder catch by Amari. Inside the Viking 20, inside the 10, out on the Viking 8-yard line.
Blitz, good protection. Carr throws, caught. Cooper, that's a rookie going against a four-time Pro Bowler. Gain of 37. Oh, man. They take him down. That's Khalil Mack this time.
Raiders look awesome right now.
Run one again. Woo!
Well, the team provided us with a lot to look forward to the regular season. It's finally here. I mean, the regular season, we can put preseason aside, training camp aside, but let's just go back to preseason for a moment and just your biggest takeaways from what you saw from this team.
I saw a team that was willing to work hard. I saw a team that's excited about going forward and getting this year started. Really embraced the grind of all the work that had to go into it.
So as we look ahead to tomorrow's game, Cincinnati Bengals, you have some connections with Marvin Lewis. I mean, when you have the second longest tenured coach in the NFL, I'm pretty sure everyone is connected to him at some point. But when you go up against a guy like that, what are you looking for this squad in defeating Marvin Lewis and the Bengals?
First, what I think of when I think of Marvin Lewis is our great run in Baltimore together. I mean, we were able to win a Super Bowl. We had, I think, arguably the greatest defense in the history of the league there. Still a point record, 165 points on the season. So we played outstanding defense. So I have great memories of Marvin. He's a good friend, and he's a good coach, and so I'm looking forward to getting after him.
Looking forward to seeing his defense. I'm sure he's looking forward to seeing your offense because Derek Carr has a lot of fun weapons to work with this season. AC/DC, that seemed to be the theme. It was the theme of this show and then throughout camp and whatnot. How much are we going to see from Amari Cooper this season?
Well, we should see a lot. I mean, he's going to be a really good player for us. We think he's an exciting young football player. And the great thing about him from day one is he has just come in and gone to work, you know. And really, if you look at some of our really good young football players, Khalil Mack, Derek Carr, Amari Cooper, they're very businesslike, they're very even keel, and they just come in every day and work hard.
So let's talk about game day, the emotions heading into this. I know we discussed it when it came to the preseason, but now these games count.
Right.
They matter in the win-loss column. So what are your emotions heading into it, knowing that, I mean, you grew up here. You went to Hayward High, so this is your hometown.
Right. It's home, and we came back here to win. I mean, that's what we're here for. We get our first opportunity. I know as a head coach, Derek, the quarterback and the head coach, we're tied to wins and losses. And we start counting tomorrow.
Right, so what's the game day apparel? Apparently this is something that's important to you, a little bit of swag on the sideline there. What can we expect?
Well, I'll play it straight early on here. You know, I'm trying to be a good supportive coach that wears the product that's put out there. But at some point, I'd like to do a throwback, you know, a tribute to John Madden, maybe wear one of those short sleeve, you know, or rolled up button down with a tie or something. At some point, I'd like to pull that out for in honor of Coach Madden.
So that's a tease of what to expect this season. Let's talk about your run game for a second. Obviously, talking about the defense a little bit and the aerial attack, but what we can expect from Latavius.
I think he's poised to have a nice year for us. You know, we feel like we have a big physical offensive line that should be able to open holes and do some things for us. You know, we didn't finish the preseason running the ball well. So that'll be something to really to watch, you know. I can't wait to see because I know what I believe in what we've done and how we've put together the line and our scheme and the players. And we'll see. But, you know, we expect to be really good running the ball. And we'll find out our first test against a very physical front.
Look at your secondary and tell me how that's going to play out this season.
Well, you know, we'll see. I think, you know, so much scrutiny is placed on young players that are taken high. And I understand. Everybody wants to know, and they want to see it right away. The reality is we've got a group that's worked hard, that has developed, that is better now coming out of camp than we were going into camp. And we'll say that, see, they've got tremendous upside. We're going to continue to coach and develop, and we believe in that process. We believe we have some young, talented guys, and we're going to coach them up and let them compete and see how it looks.
For the first time since 1969, you're going to have two straight home games. How important is that for you as a coach and the team in gaining momentum before you hit the road?
I think it can be very valuable for us. The last time that happened, for those historians out there, John Madden coach team, I think they won those first two games and they went on to go 12-1-1, I believe. So check and see if I'm accurate on that. But I know that it has an opportunity to be a springboard to a big year. This is our start. It's a fresh beginning. You know, there are a lot of pundits out there that think they have it all figured out. They think they know what we're going to be. And my message to the team in that regard is we determine who we are. We determine what our agenda is, not people outside our building.
All right, a lot on the agenda and a lot to look forward to as we get set for game one of the regular season against the Bengals. Coming up, we catch up with the lead back for the Raiders, Latavius Murray, next on the Silver and Black Show. What about your first job?
My first job was at Green Hills Farm. I was making subs.
Oh, so you can make a mean sandwich?
A mean sandwich.
What's your favorite sandwich? What are the toppings?
The favorite one to make was the easiest, so if they said something plain, it kept me happy.